case number 7-22-155.
Town of Lebanon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Kevin Swetler, First Law.
Sir, can you spell your last name for the record?
C-W-I-K-L-A.
And is the man to your right going to be testifying?
As well, yes.
Could you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name?
Yep, my name is Bernard Denler, D-E-N-N-L-E-R. I'm the office manager of the First Law. This is with handling the pistol permit process on behalf of the First Law.
Thank you, Mr. Denler. First Selectman, I take it you'll be speaking on behalf of the town.
I can forward this right over to my office manager since that's on a date of day.
Yeah, I'm going to be asking for a brief opening statement, so whoever wants to take that call.
So I can take that.
Okay.
So basically, as we go through our process here, the applicant that came back with the state of Connecticut permit pistol and revolvers being denied for a 2020 arrest for assault 3 and disorderly conduct, which was not on his application, and at that point denied and sent out notifications to
Thank you, sir. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. My name is Kevin Keefe, and I was arrested for family dispute with my daughter. I didn't put it on my application because I read the notice that said I wasn't required to list it if it was nulled. So my charges were nulled, so I thought that I didn't have to list it. I did list on the bottom that I put yes for the protective order part of it. And so when I it was in, of course I have it, the verdict was on 2/26/2021, the charges were nulled. And I applied for the permit in June of 2021. So I thought that since they were nulled, I thought they didn't exist anymore. I didn't realize the 13 months law that it had to go by them to go away.
That's a confusing one.
Yeah, and so that's why I didn't put it, and that sums it up.
All right, thank you, sir. Gentlemen, you may proceed with your case.
So we, just on procedures, when we get the background checks, we stopped it and then notified the applicant thereof that he was being rejected, just on the information that we had on the non-disclosure.
So your reason for denying was for the non-disclosure, not the arrest themselves?
It was, what we listed was the arrest themselves, but there is also the aspect of non-disclosure. It was not included on the application.
Because your letter didn't say that, so I was confused myself what the reason for the denial was. And that's it for your case? Sir, do you have any questions of either gentleman?
No, it was simple. I was confused, and I thought that I didn't have to list it because it says notice. You're not required to disclose a nollie.
I understand. But any question, we're going to get to you in a minute. Any questions of either one of them?
No. I talked with Bernie when I went and applied and stuff, so.
All right. Does the board have any questions of the issuing authority? Ms. Johnson.
When you saw the rap sheet, you did notice that the charges were nollie, correct?
You know, it was 2 years ago. I don't recall. I know that whenever we have these come through, the resident state trooper reviews them and makes a... We consult the resident state trooper on whether we should issue the permit.
Because he technically filled it out correctly. Because those charges were nollie. And he also filled it out correctly because he had the the protective order listed, and the charges were nullied. So as we stand here, he has nothing, and you are still of the mind that this is an unsuitable individual?
Say again, please.
Are you still of the mind? He has absolutely zero record right now. So as we sit here right now, it is still of your mind that this is an unsuitable candidate?
If there is nothing coming back to us that there's anything on his record, of course not. We are going on with the information that we had presented at the time.
I think what she's saying is, at the time he answered the form correctly.
Your denial was an error.
Did you make any effort to, find out the nature and circumstances of the incident that resulted in the assault third arrest?
I did not.
I know that we sent this to the resident state trooper for review, and I couldn't speak to what he did after that.
Okay, so no one asked the appellant who he assaulted, or anything about the case?
I do believe we had a conversation that it was a family matter, yes. We did talk.
Well, clearly it's a family matter, but exactly what? Never mind. You didn't really do that, though, right?
Correct.
So you can't present any evidence about the nature of the assault, right, as we speak today?
No. Okay.
Did you just say if his record is clean, you would issue the permit today?
I believe, yeah. I'm just going by on procedures alone.
Like I said, I don't understand what you mean by that, but it doesn't really matter. You would issue today based on his current record.
If there's nothing that came up on his record, of course.
And there's nothing other than not disclosing that you found to be unsuitable.
I'm sorry, I thought you said that your letter to the appellant was based on his arrest record, not the fact that he didn't list on his application. What does your letter to the appellant actually say?
Yes, that is correct in what the letter says. Like I said, we...
So we can't hold the appellant responsible for something that you didn't articulate to him.
Right, and I don't think that we're saying that it's because it was not disclosed. It was based on the charges. I know that I personally was not aware that they were not like the resident state trooper. Whenever we get a background check that comes back, the resident state trooper reviews it and tells our office whether or not we should make an issuance.
Yeah, State Trooper document his response to you? Do you have a record of what the resident trooper actually told you?
No, I do not.
I'm just saying, we understand that a first selectman is not the person doing this very, very, very often. So don't feel that we're
first time
being hard on you. A little bit is okay. some education, too. And at the time, although the case was nollied, the case was still available to you. So you see, you could have had a copy of the case at the time to review the nature of the incident. After that 13 months, it does get erased, though.
Right.
But at the time, you could have looked at it, or you could have asked the appellant. You could have called him in and said, tell me what you did, rather than a family matter, could be anything. Okay, thanks.
Other questions, Fred Ward?
He's got the microphone.
Do you gentlemen have any other witnesses today? Before I ask you your side of the case, do you still live in Lebanon?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? I think you told us a lot so far, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. I just was hoping to get my pistol permit, and I was denied, and I understood why. And so Bernie actually advised me to go ahead and appeal. He said that would be a good path for me to take. I had told him that it was nollied, and he said, yeah, if you appeal it, it would be good. And so I did. And
may end up being good advice. Do you have any questions of the appellant, either one of you? Does the board have any questions of the appellant?
I got to ask. Yep. What? Tell us about the case. What happened?
Me and my daughter got in a wrestling match. And
how old is your daughter?
She's 26.
Okay. Does she live at home?
She just got her own apartment.
At the time, did she live at home?
Yes.
Tell us about the wrestling match.
So tell you about
the rest. Yeah, what happened? Was it an argument, a fight?
Yeah, we got an argument about a cat box, and the cat box was in the bedroom, and so I moved it to the basement with her friends, her friend who was living with us, with me at the time, too. And I moved the cat, you know, I put the cat box in the basement. My daughter came home, and she flipped out on me about the cat. And then we got in an argument, and we ended up in a wrestling match, and she called the police. And then when they came, they asked me, what happened? I said, nothing. They said, okay, that's all we need to hear, and they arrested me.
Did she get arrested?
No.
Was she injured?
No.
Anyone go to the hospital?
No. And we're really good friends. We're best friends.
And she continued living with you after that?
Yes.
Now, there was a protective order, and I'm sure I have it, but I didn't read it. Was it a no-contact order, or just... What were the conditions of the protection?
It was I had to live with her, and we had to get along, and if anything happened, then I would be in trouble.
And you did live with her?
Yes.
And nothing happened?
No.
And you weren't in trouble?
No, I didn't get in any more trouble.
All right. Thank you.
Especially over a
no
cat
more
box.
Cats.
No, her friend moved out with the cat, and the cat we had, the cat box was in the basement. And I couldn't stand that smell. And I take care of the cat, even though it's my daughter's cat. I still take care of the cat.
Did you use AR for that? Accelerated rehabilitation?
No, I did not.
They just nollied it?
I went to counseling.
Anger management?
Not really. I just went to counseling for like 3 months, and the counselor wrote me a letter.
Gotcha.
And I brought it to court. And my daughter talked to the prosecutor at court and told him that she didn't want me to get in trouble. And then with her, my daughter, and the letter, then they said we're going to nolly the charges.
Never heard of a wrestling match. It's interesting. Who called the police?
My daughter did.
She did?
Yes.
So how long was the wrestling match going on?
Like probably 5 minutes,
oh,
maybe
wow.
A couple minutes, you know. The mirror broke.
Wow. Okay.
But we didn't. Nobody got hurt, and I thought that okay, we're good. But no, she called the police. And next, I didn't even know she called them.
Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Maybe a short one.
Sure.
So I applied for the permit. I knew that I had the charges, but I did not know I had to disclose them because of the notice in here. I feel that I should be able to get the permit because I have a very clean record. And the charges were nollied. I guess there's not much more to say. My daughter and me are really best friends. And we're happy.
So. Does the town have a closing statement? Comments by the board?
Just as a point of clarification for the appellant, he did fill out the application correctly.
Yes.
Well,
or not.
I think the argument, the records weren't erased at the time that he filled them out, but it's very confusing.
Nolly.
Yeah, it was a nolly, yeah. So. Anali stays open for 13
months, too.
That's when the records are available.
Yeah, that's when the records are erased. But I would say he filled it out correctly.
That's a very
and certainly a reasonable assumption. This case was nollied. He didn't have to disclose it. Whether technically, maybe he would have, I don't know.
Right.
But
I think
can go with that as a reasonable assumption.
Right. My opinion is it's reasonable that he filled it out in the way that he did. Because that's a very specialized answer to a very specialized statute.
The 13 months has more to do with whether that report would have been available to the issuing authority to use in making this decision, which it would have. Which it would have. But now the case is erased.
Right.
If you ran it today, should be nothing there.
Other comments by the board?
I just want to say it's given all that, domestic violence is serious. I mean, there was some kind of minimizing at a wrestling match, a little laughing and stuff. I mean, you still had a fight with your daughter. I mean, that's serious. But there is no record now. You know, we heard what happened. So. And the issuing authority has said, based on no record, they would issue at this point anyway.
Other comments?
So both parties were actually correct at the time of the application. The issuing authority still could see that the record was there and still raise the issue of suitability,
correct,
which is what you put on your letter to the applicant.
Right, and the letter wasn't clear itself. I'm still not clear what the reason for the denial is, but other comments? All right, Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Gentlemen.
Thank you.